This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:08. It's a good, so far, so good. Fun day today. It's fantastic. All the news is great. Vinny's got a fridge repairman coming. My dad, who was in the hospital with pneumonia for the last week, he's home. It's like a party. Right now. Yay!
Who knew that after being displaced by a fire, I'm like, if only I could just get back to the good old days when COVID was my only problem.
Right.
That'd be great. I just want that one thing again. If I could just get back to that.
I know. Oh, my God. Just really enough of this already. Okay, time for Celebrity Trash. Here's just some fun news and some things you can do while you're in lockdown. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. That's something you can do in lockdown. Give them a listen. Bryn and I and my husband, John, Guitar John, we're the support system, the life support system for the Johnny Mosley Pod. Johnny is an Olympic skier. Perhaps you're familiar if you've listened to our show for a long time. And he is actually giving away his one-of-a-kind ski team jacket right off his own back. Still has the old tagger on it. And you can find out how by listening to the most recent podcast up on radio.com. There'll be a new one tomorrow. And make sure you follow the Johnny Pod Instagram page for updates. Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. We're going to start with the thing that we're all getting really good at, binge-watching stuff. That's what we do. Netflix and chill. It's a thing. Apparently, it's a thing about sex. For me, it's actually just sit there and chill out and watch Netflix. But for other people, apparently, it's very hot. It's not chill at all. Netflix is letting people check out its content for free for non-subscribers. Not all of it, just some, and enough to get you tantalized. Because apparently, they have a 30-day free trial, but you've got to give them all your payment info. As in,
yeah, right.
You're going to need to cancel this manually in order to, and
right.
Then you're on every mailing list of all time. I mean, God knows, Quibi, I quit you after the 7-day free trial, whatever the free trial was, and good Lord, you're filling up my email box.
Yay!
Yeah, for some reason, you don't just go straight to junk. Come on, stop it. Netflix has just opened up some of its content free for non-subscribers, and you don't have to do the whole sign-up thing. Movies like Bird Box and Murder Mystery and TV shows like Stranger Things, Grace and Frankie, The Two Popes. It's just a promotion, just to get people to sign up, obviously. Non-subscribers won't be able to binge a full season of these shows. Just a few episodes. Get yourself a little taste. Of course, if you liked, if you liked Stranger Things, which you'll love it, you'd watch what they allow you to watch, and then you could sign up for the free subscription. See, there's workarounds. Netflix says, Netflix is the premier destination for all your entertainment needs, but don't take our word for it. Check out some of our favorite movies and TV shows absolutely free. The free titles are, by the way, only available through PC web browsers and Android devices. If you use TV apps and Apple iOS browsers, not for you. You can't have it.
No. All right.
And there's if you just Google this, there's a link to the free content. And basically, you know, if you don't want to do the 30-day free trial and give all your payment information, but you really want to see Bird Box, the fabulous, which is, I like that movie. It's pretty good.
I did too.
Sandra Bullock is the star of that. And you can watch it now for free without giving all your payment info. Something else that's happening on Netflix, and I mention this because I've heard of The Haunting of Hill House. The Haunting of Hill House.
What?
The Haunting of Hill House. which is apparently a very popular thing. How come I'm feeding back all of a sudden? How come I'm?
I don't know.
I'm repeating all of a sudden. Bryn, what did you do?
Yeah, I don't hear that.
So there's a show called The Haunting of Hill House, and now there is going to be a show on Netflix. It's going to be called, it's like the next in the series of The Hauntings. It's called The Haunting of Bly Manor. All right. And so I was like, I'll bite. I click the trailer. It's creepy AF. Like, this is, I was, whoa. Like, it might even be too scary for me because there's this one scene where the lady's like in the room and she's looking at the pile of toys and dolls and nothing's moving. And then she's like, okay, well, everything seems all right in here. And she turns off the light and leaves. And then you see the little something moves in there. And you're like, what is it going to be? Oh. Oh, here you go. Here she is. So she's looking. She, hold on.
Ghost story.
Oh, it's a ghost story. Oh, boy. It's just like even the way it's lit. So see all the toys right there? And then she turns off the light and... Something. I don't know what it was. That could have been just a nice panda bear stuffed toy or something.
I think it was a doll that like got up and was about to start walking around.
Oh, my God. That's there's some super creepy... There's a well. I mean, wells are always creepy. We've all seen The Ring, right? I mean, come on, the well. Is all these...
I love scary movies, so I'll watch that.
Well, it's a show. It's a series. And it comes to... Let's see. I don't see a date on it here. Oh, there it is.
October.
October 9th. Mm-hmm. So if you... And which is perfect, right? Because it's Halloween. And The Haunting of Hill House creator Mike Flanagan and producer Trevor Macy bring us this new... Oh. She tells him to be quiet, and they do. She's a little creepy girl. Oh, God, little creepy kids. Creepy kids are the worst, man. You know, when they got that, like, dead look in their eyes, and they're all like... I'm just a child. What? I am so innocent. Meanwhile, they're just a demon inside. Ah, creepy kids. Anyway, if you... Hey, should we put that trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook
page?
It's already up, Sarah. Sarah and
you are...
Facebook
God, you're
late.
So on it. Amazing.
Too late.
So you can check that out. It looks great. It's the time of year for the scary stuff. Do you have any idea what the most popular TV show on Netflix is right now?
Oh, God.
This isn't all time. This isn't all time. It's just what's number one at this moment.
No, I can't say that I do.
It's a Karate Kid show.
Oh, I've been seeing this.
Yeah.
This is like Ralph Macchio's back, yes, and they did a TV show of it, right?
Apparently, it's been on for a while. It's called Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it just got onto Netflix. Let me see if I can see where it used to be. It was on some other place that you could get it. So over the weekend, the Karate Kid series, Cobra Kai took over. It became the number one show. Previously, a show called Lucifer, which I also haven't watched on Netflix. That was, have you watched
My
that?
My mom watches it and said she loves it, but she has to watch it. I forget what she said, if she has to watch it with someone there, but...
Oh.
But she thinks it's great. She was... Oh, I think what she said was, I didn't want to watch it because of the title, but Keith, my Jan, mm-hmm. my brother who lives Young. Down there near her, I think they watch it together, and then she's sort of gotten into it.
Yeah, so there's a couple good recommendations in here. So Lucifer was the previous show to take over the top 10 shows on Netflix. It's now fallen to number 3, Cobra Kai, and something called The Frozen Ground. Anybody? I haven't watched The Frozen Ground either. It sounds like there's a lot of great stuff you can watch on Netflix and do. I mean, we're just sitting at home. So Cobra Kai took over it at first place less than 24 hours after debuting. By Saturday morning, it was trending and number one. And while it was already popular, it didn't get the kind of viewership and exposure that it currently has thanks to the power of Netflix. There it is. It used to be a YouTube Red series. So you had to be on YouTube Red. And I guess
Cobra Kai did.
Cobra Kai, yeah.
Oh,
so now they've got all the episodes and they brought them over to Netflix and it's exploding.
Huh.
Which is fantastic.
I know I was reading a story and it's... I kind of giggled because I didn't believe the premise there, but they were like, Ralph Macchio had Karate Kid, Tom Cruise had Risky Business, Patrick Swayze had And they're basically saying these are their career-defining roles. And I'm like, yeah, but then Ralph Macchio went on to do nothing else.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of
Zero
not the same
else.
As, you know, Tom Cruise.
He did that Crossroads thing, didn't he?
Continues to do a million movies, you know, all the time,
yeah.
every year.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought, well, all right. So he's got this television show that he, instead of, you know, trying to walk away from it or turn his back on it, he's embraced it. That's
right.
good.
Embrace the Gilligan. It's the thing you're known for.
Right.
Apparently, The Frozen Ground is a Nicolas Cage show.
Mm.
We just heard yesterday that he's going to be producing some dragon show where he's voicing this drunk dragon. I'm not sure how that... For a High Fire, I think, is the name of the book that it's based on.
Right.
Let's see.
By Owen something.
Yes. I can't remember the guy's last name, but I do remember that he had the weirdly spelled Owen for a first name. Looks like if you care what the top shows are on Netflix, I Am a Killer, released, takes the number 4 slot, Million Dollar Beach House, and The Umbrella Academy are 5th and 6th. Project Powers at number 7, never heard of that. Bunked is at 8. And then there's two animated shows. One's called Cocomelon, and the other one is Hoops, and they take
Cocomelon.
You know Cocomelon?
Oh my god, I know Cocomelon like crazy.
Oh, tell me, is it a kid thing?
It's a kid show. Hold on, let me just pull up the thingy.
That's number 9, and then something called Hoops is number 10, and that's an animated show too. So it'll be interesting to see how long Cobra Kai can stay at number 1. There's only 2 seasons to binge. Oh, go ahead.
What is this?
Cocomelon.
And then it just
first
starts
day
with
of school.
Nursery rhymes.
Oh,
you know, it just
very...
does all the nursery rhymes.
Oh, it's full on Pixar style animation.
Oh. Well, I'm going to try this. I haven't seen this before.
Oh, this looks fantastic.
Cocomelon.
Oh, boy.
He's writing it down.
Yeah. Hey, Bryn, do you watch Word Party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Word Party is incredible.
It's not so bad. I mean,
what's going on with Word Party? Is that like on the Electric Company where they used to
That's on Netflix, I believe, right?
I think so, yeah. Word Party. Mm-hmm. The party's just begun. Word Party. There's a whole song and the kids dance
and
in their diapers.
Word is fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh my goodness. I'll never watch that. Maybe
no,
if I have grandchildren.
Come on.
If I get grandkids someday, I'll watch that.
You don't want to hear the weird thing about that. So growing up, we all watched, or to some extent saw, you know, whether it was the Big Blue Marble or Sesame Street or whatever thing you watched. And often when they shared a second language with you, it was Spanish.
Sure.
At least for me, anyway, that's what I always saw. In Word Party, they've introduced Mandarin. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, we have really shifted gears from the second most popular language.
It's a valuable language to learn.
What a trip, though, because you're now, it's a more, I shouldn't say it's more difficult. It's more difficult for me because I'm not around it at all. But that's the other language they're introducing on Word Party.
Huh.
Right? Have you gotten to that far, Bryn?
I have. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's repeating it or not because she talks so much gibberish right now.
Well, one set of her grandparents are Chinese. Is that right?
Yeah, but they speak Cantonese.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Is Mandarin more prevalent than Cantonese?
Cantonese is more popular here in the Bay Area, I think, or especially in San Francisco. But
are there any similarities between them?
No. I mean,
oh,
there might
no.
be
oh,
to
so
some
totally
people who
different.
Are super... Yeah, they like Anita can't understand Mandarin.
Oh.
Right. Well, she can learn it from
But it's way more popular, and especially for business. If you want to get into international business, Mandarin is
Mandarin's
more.
The way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Speaking of making money, and I think TikTok is Chinese, isn't it? Maybe, you know? TikTok creators will now have another way to cash in. I don't know how you make money on some of these things. Number of views, maybe they're running ads. I don't know. I'm not watching enough TikTok to really have a good handle on that. But TikTok is now setting it up so that you can sell merchandising right off your TikTok site, probably so that they can get their cut of it. They're partnering up with something called Teespring, which is a commerce platform. and that'll allow creators to sell their own merchandise through TikTok. They're actually in beta testing right now, and sometime this month it's expected to officially launch. They're basically saying that we're focused on providing the best app experience for our users first and foremost, and also we, of course, want to make as much money as possible, and if you're selling merchandise and we're taking 10% or 20% or who knows what their cut is. So if you are currently on TikTok and you've got a number of followers and you want to, you know, sell them mugs or just crap from your house, I don't know, put stuff up for sale. probably no limit, right? Oh, man, I've got this used mask. I'm going to sell that. People like masks. Young viewers almost never watch live TV over. They would never pick live TV over a streaming service for the most part. This is not super surprising. But about 14% of Americans, only 14% between 18 and 34, say broadcast TV first. Live TV is their first option, which is down 7% just from last year. Us older people, we're fading too. 46% of Americans, 55 and older, only 46%, less than half of the old people are going, yeah, let's just watch CBS, welcome home. They're also doing the Netflix and the Hulu or whatever, you know, the hell they're
streaming.
Hold
on, I have a question. Mm-hmm. My hand is up.
Yes, darling.
One of the things that ends up on my TV, and I'll withhold my comments and just say it as it is, often HGTV is on.
Yes.
Is that also on these channel or the Netflix or whatever?
That's,
because I yes. think a lot of homes are... They'll put that on. Even the kids watch it with her.
Right.
These
awesome.
Home improvement shows. So I don't know how people would get to that any other way.
I think that you can get House Hunters on Netflix, or at least on one of the services. But I will say that that is, if there's anything that's on live, actually live at my house, it's that, Survivor and Big Brother, and sports. And with
news?
Sports having gone away. Say that again, darling.
What about news?
Yeah, I mean, well, right. John has the news on a lot. That's true. We actually probably watch more broadcast TV than I don't know, than most people. Because I'm just, we'll definitely binge stuff on Netflix. But for the most part, like, if the TV's on during the day, you know, I'm watching something on the DIY Network or HGTV. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to say is I like Netflix and the other services, but I absolutely see, at least here in my own home, that is on as a default
right.
all the time. And I have the same default. I go to sports. If I can find yep. a Giants game, I'll watch the A's. Whatever's on, I'll watch it. I've been watching basketball now. I still like regular old TV.
I wonder if the lack of sports availability in the last few months has contributed to this. I have no idea when exactly they did this survey, but there hasn't been a ton of sports. And honestly, even if you were watching ESPN or something sports related like that, there wouldn't be all that much to hear about. News, though, I would think that those channels, because people are so tuned into, you know, what the hell's going on in the world or, you know, whatever conspiracy theory is being touted recently, people need to check that out. So I was surprised to hear how low these numbers are. 46% of Americans 55 and older will pick live TV over subscription streaming and other options. I wonder if they're also thinking, like, if you call it live TV, if it's on your DVR, that probably doesn't count as live TV. You're not watching the commercials. You're able to fast forward past that stuff. You're watching it on your time. So maybe that's it. We just tape the shows we want to watch. All right. I am officially out of time. Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, I've got some fast facts for you, and I also have a neat contest. Coors wants to send you to your background from your Zoom meetings.
Oh. Ooh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.